find music a useful distraction. A focus tool. Keeps the inner voice from wandering.
Stick to your plan. Anticipate. Don't improvise. Trust no one. Never yield an advantage. Fight only the battle you're paid to fight. Forbid empathy. Welcome back to DMR. Thank you for tuning back in as always. So we are getting to the pointy end of 2023. I do feel like a high school student that is cramming to get as many movies in as possible before the year is out. So what will make my top 10 list for 2023? Only time will tell. So today I'm going to be reviewing the movie with Michael Fassbender and directed by David Fincher called The Killer that's come out on Netflix. So let's go over the trailer and discuss it a little bit more in depth.
This is what it takes. My process is purely logistical. If I'm effective, it's because of one simple fact. I don't give a
All right, so we've got The Killer that's come out on Netflix recently, exclusively on Rotten Tomatoes. I like these movies that have a big split between the critics and the audience. So the critics' consensus is 85%, which is certified fresh. Very, very strong. But then you've got the audience score, which has got the popcorn that spills over, which is 59%. So that's interesting. So critics' consensus, The Killer finds director David Fincher on firm footing with a stylish and engaging thriller that proves a perfect match for the leading man, which is Michael Fassbender. Then the audience says The Killer will be a hit for Fincher fans, although others might find it a little dull or even pretentious. So I can understand where the audience comes from in that respect or that particular comment. So I'm a big fan of David Fincher's work. So my favorite film is Fight Club with Ed Norton and Brad Pitt in it. An unbelievable movie. I cannot fault it. I think it's absolutely flawless. The only thing that I would probably like to see, and I'm not saying they should change Fight Club in any way, it would have been interesting to see how things would have gone in the film with social media, how big that is in our society these days. It would have been an interesting aspect to add to that particular film. But again, don't change it. Don't go back and remake it. Just leave it as it is. So, Michael Fassbender. So, this guy is an amazing actor. So, he's very well known for playing the villain in a lot of his films that he's in. Most of them, I think. I can't recall one where he's actually the good guy in the film. Maybe a anti-hero as Magneto. I think he plays Magneto very, very well. But he is very well suited for this particular film. So the runtime on it is basically 2 hours, 1 hour and 58 minutes. It's classified as a mystery and thriller slash action, and it's got an R rating on Rotten Tomatoes. So the film itself, so when you watch this particular film, it's classic Fincher. The cinematography in it is very, very good to look at. It is very similar to Fight Club, where you've got the dark blues and the browns and the yellowish tinges to the certain backgrounds and atmospheres that the main characters are in. So it's very cool to look at. And when he's in the shadows, it is emphasized a lot more and really brings out the tension in the room or where he is in that particular scene. So it looks very, very good. So this killer is very methodical, very psychopathic. He's also very regimented as well. So it is basically narrated by Michael Fassbender. I don't think he says too much in person in the film, but he basically has an internal monologue that we, the audience, listen to as he's explaining his way through his actions. And What I didn't like about this particular assassin is that he's not perfect. He doesn't get it right all the time. So there are a few scenes in the film where he stuffs up, and it actually makes him more of a person than someone that's indestructible, if that makes sense. So let's go over the trailer a little bit more.
For what it's worth, I would never have involved your female friend.
Forbid empathy.
Please.
Trust no one. Fight only the battle you're paid to fight.
So Fincher is very well known for his directing style. So he's directed a whole heap of movies, as I said. So Fight Club, we've got the movie Seven, which came out in 1995. That movie was before its time, seriously, with Brad Pitt and also Morgan Freeman as well, and Kevin Spacey. Crazy, crazy serial killer movie with a huge ending in it that no one really expects. And it still hits hard today when you actually watch that film. He's also got films like Gone Girl, Curious Case of Benjamin Button, which I actually haven't seen. I don't think I've seen Benjamin Button, so I might have to go back and watch that. But he has handled this film quite well, quite well. It's definitely a Fincher film for Fincher fans, as per that audience score and the comment there. So how it all plays out on the screen, again, people might not like this film because the guy is so methodical. So you can see in the trailer that he goes from job to job, and basically it all looks like one continuous shot, really. So it's quite good. I actually quite like that aspect of it. And what I found was quite impactful in the actual movie is that, yes, the hit scenes themselves are impactful, but it's the lead up to each job, which keeps you engaged as best as possible. And it all ties in very well as the film rolls on. So I wasn't bored in this particular film. There is one particular scene where the killer basically comes up against a huge bloke, a massive, massive guy, and the scene is brutal. It is absolutely brutal. It takes place in a darkened room. I'm not going to go into too many spoilers about it, but it is in your face. It is in your face. Some of the scenes in that reminds me of Fight Club, one scene in particular. But you'll know what I mean when you actually watch that particular scene. So how does it all roll up? The ending of the film is a little bit controversial, I think. So I think people probably will look at the ending and think it wasn't a big payoff. I found the ending okay compared to the rest of the film. It's probably the weakest point in the film, I would say. And when I say weakest point, it's not boring or anything, but it's basically, it's not as dramatic as you think it would be. So just be prepared for that. So let's go over the pros and cons for the killer.
Breathe. Calm.
Prepare to be excited.
This is what it takes if you want to succeed.
So the pros and cons for the killer 2023. So the pros, as per David Fincher's work, it looks immaculate when watching up on the screen. I loved all the location shots. The cinematography is very good. All the lead up to each job is very, very good as well. I did like his inner or internal dialogue as he narrates the film. He also listens to a lot of music, so it's got a killer, excuse the pun, soundtrack to this particular film. And when he's listening to the music, it actually goes in and out from his perspective when he's looking at a particular target. Then it will go back to him, and all you hear is the music, which is basically him listening to it, if that kind of makes sense. You'll know what I mean when you watch the film. So the story and the runtime are pretty good. I did enjoy it. The cons, as I said, probably the only weak thing in the film would probably be the ending, I would suspect, but that's up to you. I didn't not like it. I just found it not as impactful as the rest of the particular film. So the verdict, I will give it my number 2 rating, which is bought on Blu-ray or 4K. I don't know if you can do that because it came out on Netflix, but it is definitely worth a watch. So whether it is the 85% from the critics versus the 59% from the audience score. I'm probably in the middle somewhere. I'd say about 75%, maybe 80%, because I'm a big fan of Fincher's work. And of course, Fassbender up on the screen is a knockout as per usual. So thank you for listening to my review for The Killer. I'm going to be squeezing as many films as I can in before the end of the year. And as always, laters on the Menjay.
Hey.